Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dori Shafrir.
And I'm Kate Spencer.
And we're not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And welcome to the show, one and all.
Hello, hello.
Just a quick reminder that you can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mention on the show. And you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever35Pod on Twitter and Forever35Podcast on Instagram. And you can join our Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/Forever35Podcast. The password is serums.
Mm-hmm. And you can also join our sister podcast, G-Thanks Just Bought It's Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/G-Thanks. You can call us or text us at 781-591-0390. And you can email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Kate, how's life?
Dory. Well, first of all, today in the New York Times, crossword.
Yes.
As now I'm an expert.
Yes.
Because I've been doing it
I know what you're
going to
say. Go on.
Well, I woke up this morning to a text from a listener that was just like, I can't wait for you to see the New York Times crossword, like 32 across. And I was like, oh, so it's 6:30 in the morning. I'm like frantically getting onto the New York Times crossword thing. And it says it's just like skincare product. And I was like, oh, my God, what? And so it was five letters. And so I just wrote in serum. But then it turns out that was wrong.
Yeah.
It was not serum. But it was one of my other favorite products, toner.
I know. I was going to say spoiler, but...
I know. Sorry. Did
too
I
late, everyone.
Give the puzzle away.
I mean, whatever. I also was like, ooh, maybe it's serum. But alas.
I mean, I even was self-absorbed enough to think maybe the person who wrote this listens to the podcast and this is like a super secret Easter egg.
Listen,
I had like,
if you are a writer of New York Times crosswords, send us a smoke signal in a crossword.
Will Shorts, if you are out there hydrating and exfoliating your face, hit us up.
There
I know Will Shorts doesn't do all the puzzles.
There was a Mahjong themed crossword not too long ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you feel like that was assigned to you?
Yes, definitely.
This was made for me. I'm doing okay. I survived, or my family made it through the first day of 100% distance learning at home.
Yay.
And, you know, shout out teachers, shout out parents and guardians, shout out school administrators, everyone who works at schools. I mean, just shout out to everybody.
That's so great.
Because we did it, and they had a really good day. And I'm mentioning it because I went to Trader Joe's for the first time in approximately 6 months.
Uh-huh.
I hadn't been to a TJ's, like the TJ's near me. All the TJ's are tiny, but a new one opened up. It's like,
ooh,
very spacious.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
Never experienced new TJ's before, but I was like, I'm doing it. I'm going to Trader Joe's. I used the excuse that we needed frozen bean taquitos. And then I got there and I was like, well, I'll load up my cart with like 8,000 bags of like truffle flavored things. But it was so, it felt so good to be back in a Trader Joe's. I don't know how to, why to explain, I don't know how to explain why like the experience of a specific grocery store feels, it feels familiar. It's like being with an old lover or something. Do you know what I mean? I was like, oh, right. Like my mango strips or like, yes, the frozen latkes, like just, just all the TJ's things that we love in my house. I stocked up on so many snacks because Dory, now everyone in my home, like we're all there and we're all kind of like in work mode. Like, you know, summer is over and we must provide school lunch for our children during the day. And I don't know why it feels different from lunch any other time, but it just does.
Yeah. I hear that.
I stocked up on frozen soup dumplings. They'll eat those. Those sound good. I mean, I just was like, what can I serve these creatures for lunch? I made a little buffet for them today, which they were very charmed by. And then I heard my like second grader telling her teacher on Zoom about it. Like, we had a buffet for lunch, which was really like, I took out snap peas, put them in a bowl. I opened hummus. I cut up some pita bread. But, you know, it felt like a win, and I'll take any win I can get right now.
Totally.
So that's what I'm up to. I literally ate so many TJ snacks today just for the pure pleasure of it.
Oh, I'm jealous.
I mean, they have truffle potato chips that were so good. I had never seen them before. I had a Pasadena salad from them. I mean, I TJ'd hard all day. Just like strictly Trader Joe's.
I'm so into this for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I'm into it too. And I also wanted to note that they have like new hand soap at Trader Joe's.
Oh.
We've never talked about really about a hand soap on this podcast. And I feel like it is something I like kind of, I don't want to say hoard. I don't want to like misuse that term, but I stock up on a lot of hand soap. But I'm like a sucker for a sleek bottle and certain smells. And I do feel like hand soap is an item where like I've never splurged on a fancy hand soap. And I'm wondering, is that a thing? Is that a scam? Like, is fancy hand soap the same as just, you know, like a regular Trader Joe's hand soap with just a fancy name?
So,
or is there something special about a fancy hand soap?
Well, okay. I think the answer is yes and no. So
it's like a scam one can get behind.
Yes. So like, okay. I love the smell of Aesop hand soap. It is
right.
Ridiculously expensive. Like, it's obscenely expensive. I did splurge on it once and I was like really happy. And then I just kind of stopped buying it because I was like, this is sort of ridiculous. Like, I was kind of embarrassed, even though I did really enjoy it. But I think it, for me, it has to be like, okay, this is like the thing I'm splurging on right now. You know what I mean? If you have like one thing that you splurge on, maybe it's a night cream, maybe it's a serum, maybe it's hand soap. Maybe you don't splurge on anything, but like, if you splurge on something, that like, that would be my thing for the month or something. Am I making any sense?
Yes. Well, I mean, I think you're like, this, it's the same joy I get from like the mist that I like.
Right. Like, if it brings you joy, then great, you know?
But it is also a material item that you can get for like $2 to $5.
Totally.
That does
this,
that does just as good a job as one you could buy for
totally.
10, 15, 20 to the 30s. There's hand soap in the 30s.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
So anyway, fancy hand soap people, if you're out there, I would just love to know, like, what is your motivation? Tell me about what this brings you in your life. Just I want to hear about it. No judgment, just curiosity. You know, like, there's that French hand soap Savon something.
Yes, yes,
you
yes.
Know what I'm talking about?
I do.
That, like, I'll see it on a blog and I'll be like, ooh.
Right.
But then I go to buy it and I'm like, what? And then I forget about it. And then I go through that like once every 6 months anyway.
Yeah.
Compagnie de Provence Savon de Marseille, handcrafted soaps from France. Anyway, speaking of France, you've been watching French TV.
Good segue, Kate.
Well, j'oublie beaucoup de français. I don't remember any French.
Oui, moi aussi.
Merci beaucoup.
So the other night I posted on Twitter, I was just like, hey, what TV show should I watch tonight? Nothing dark or depressing, or scary. I don't think I said scary, but I think that was implied. And I said, I've watched Selling Sunset because I feel like everyone's recommending Selling Sunset for those parameters right now. And someone recommended Call My Agent on Netflix. And I remembered a couple years ago, it was like one of the, you know how Netflix is always like pushing like one show on you?
Yes.
Like I felt like it was like the show that Netflix was pushing on me. And I was like, why would I watch this like French show about agents? Like, what? No. And I just didn't watch it because I thought it sounded dumb. And I also was like, I'm not going to watch a show in French. That seems like too much work. Like a dumb American, I said that. But this person was very convincing. And a few people also commented and were like, yes, watch this. So I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot. Kate, I love it.
Whoa.
I know.
That was so earnest.
I do. I'm really enjoying it. It's really good.
You're watching it with subtitles.
I'm watching it with subtitles. Yes. It's about a small talent agency in Paris and with like, you know, some very strong personalities. And in the first episode, a sort of mysterious young woman appears on the scene and gets a job at the agency. And events sort of unfold from there. But it's like truly delightful.
Really?
Yes.
Would I like it? Is it like Schitt's Creek?
I don't know if you would like it. Honestly, I don't know. I feel like your taste and mine align sometimes, and then sometimes it like wildly diverges.
I know. It's kind of an interesting part of our relationship, actually.
It is. It's very interesting.
One can never tell what we're going to agree on.
It's true. It's true.
Very opposed about. Okay.
So,
but it's, I
would actually,
working for you.
I would actually be curious to have you, you don't even have to watch a full episode. Just give it like half an episode. And if you're like, this is trash, you can turn it off. I give you permission. But I'd be curious to hear what you think about it because I need to like plot another point on like the Venn diagram of our taste.
Is there romance?
Ish. There's flirtation.
Okay.
But there's a lot of like office intrigue. And then every episode focuses on like a different, there's like a subplot about actors who are clients of the agency and like the various decisions they're making career-wise.
All right, Dory, look, I'll give it a go.
Okay, all right. I'm so curious to hear what you think. And I won't be insulted if you don't like it. Trust me.
I mean, when have we ever been insulted when the other doesn't like a thing we
it's
like?
It's true. Never.
I mean, we can handle it.
Yeah. So I have been doing that. And I also have, I want to talk briefly about some skincare stuff I've been doing. So I feel like lately, there's just been a lot of talk, whether it's with like Caroline Hirons or whoever, about AHAs and retinols and various like chemical exfoliants. And I remembered that I still have the Chemist Confessions baby steps from when Chemist Confessions was on our show, which is an AHA booster for sensitive skin and what they call acid beginners. And I have used pretty intense acids in the past. Like I was a pretty faithful P50 user for a long time, but I've sort of eased up on the acids, I think ever since I got pregnant. And even now, like I haven't really gotten that back into acid. So I was like, you know what? Baby steps. That's good for me. Super gentle. I've been mixing one drop into my Timeless CoQ10 serum every night. Just got a new big bottle of it. And
oh, you did? Did
I you? Sure did. It comes in a big bottle now. If you order off their website, I was like, why not?
Wow. You have been, that is your ride or die.
That is my ride or die. It's
podcast.
A look, it's a great product. I feel like Timeless is like getting known more.
Who are the people behind Timeless?
They're in California. They're in I think they're in like Rancho Cucamonga or something.
Oh wow, we should go visit them.
Yeah. Just drop by.
Hey, it's us. You don't know us, but...
And I'm alternating that with the new Stradia Night Shift Moisturizer, which is a retinol moisturizer, but it doesn't have a lot of retinol in it. It's only 0.15% retinol, which like from my cursory research is like not... Like a lot of people recommend that you do at least 0.25% retinol. So it's a gentle retinol. So these are both pretty gentle. I really like it. I really like the consistency of it. I did use them together a few times and like my skin seemed fine, probably because these are both really gentle, exfoliants. Like I wouldn't put like P50 and like Differin on. Ooh. You know what I mean? So people generally do advise not to use AHAs and retinols together. So I have been alternating. I also have been mixing the Night Shift with the Milk and Honey Blue Tansy Balm that they sent us.
Oh, I love that stuff.
Yeah.
I love this Blue Tansy Balm.
It's really nice. Just to kind
I
of
haven't
like,
forgotten. Oops, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, just to kind of like make things creamier.
Never hurts to cream.
Exactly. Exactly.
I still need... I need to make a note to do my Blue Tansy deep dive. I'm going to make a presentation on the podcast about Blue Tansy.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Okay, so I got to put that into my to-do list because I'm fascinated by Blue Tansy and the like explosion it's had in skincare. So,
ooh, I look forward to this.
I find that balm to be really lovely.
Yeah, it's really nice. And I have to say, I do feel like my skin feels smoother.
I feel like I am seeing a difference with the retinol. And that's been very interesting. And I'm using the a 0.3 amount.
Mm-hmm. What are you using?
The SkinCeuticals Retinol 0.3 Night Cream.
Okay.
And I'm using it 2 times a week still. And hydrating a bit more. We will get to the thick creams on a future episode. Mm-hmm. Do not worry. Because have I had more thick cream recommendations thrown my way than I can count. It's amazing. But I am noticing a difference in my skin and I feel like that rarely happens, but it does feel kind of, it does look like smoother.
Mm.
I don't know. Something's happening. Something small, but nice.
Well, I love this for us.
Look at us just smooth sailing on our skin. Those are great product. Those are great product recs, Dory. I like I like that you're dabbling into this area because you had a child and were breastfeeding. So those was all
yes.
times when you would not be using a retinol
or an AHA.
Or an AHA. So,
so I'm getting back on the old AHA horse.
Getting on that horse.
Yep.
Well,
should we take a short break?
Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk to Emma Straub.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And It's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Our guest today is Emma Straub. Emma, welcome to Forever 35. We're so glad you're here.
Thanks for having me.
Listeners, Emma is the author of multiple books, including the New York Times bestsellers Modern Lovers and The Vacationers. She's also the proprietor of Books Are Magic, the beloved independent Brooklyn bookstore, along with her husband. And her most recent book is All Adults Here, which Ann Patchett called your absolute best. And it was picked for Read with Jenna, the Today Show's book club. So no big deal. And I'm currently in the middle of reading it, and it's just wonderful. Everyone I know is raving about it, and I'm here to pile on the accolades, as is Dory.
Yes, it's truly delightful.
We're so glad you're on the pod today. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So, Emma, we kick things off on many episodes by asking our guests to divulge a daily self-care practice that they have in their life. It need not be anything fancy or extravagant, but something that you do regularly that brings you a sense of calm and care.
So I don't know if there's anything in my life that brings me any calm or care, but there are like...
Is that a pandemic thing or just sort of in general?
I would love to blame it on the pandemic. I mean, the pandemic has certainly made this worse.
Sure.
But I don't think I can totally blame it on the pandemic. But I will say that there are certain, like in thinking about talking to you guys, I was like somewhat shamefully thinking about like my, like the like product and things in my life that like I truly rely on every day, and that like there's like nothing fancy or cool about literally any of them. Like there's not one thing where like someone, one of your like wonderful devoted listeners is gonna be like, oh my god, I have to buy that, because they're like, who is this grandma? Like, who is this boring grandma? I apologize. You invited a boring grandma on your podcast. Sorry. But the things that I use every day are like the thickest, like lamest moisturizer. Like, so I feel like, I don't know what I feel like, but I have like this, like, you know, Alba very emollient body lotion.
Yes, we love that body lotion. We both love it.
You're describing, like, all I want in life right now are thick ass moisturizers that are very, you got to lay it on us. This is very useful information.
Okay. I'm just, thank you for joining me here in thick ass body lotion land. That's all I need. I don't even understand why I need it so badly, because it's not like, I don't know, like, I'm not outside, you know. I'm just like in my house moisturizing, basically.
Is there something, though, and I think about this, like, not only is it good for our dry skin, but isn't there something nice about just like having contact with yourself? I mean, I realize this is also an endorsement of masturbation, but like, it's just nice sometimes to be like, oh, I'm going to take a minute, put this on my legs.
Yeah.
And like, it's a little bit grounding even.
Yeah. And also like Silence of the Lambs. You know, it's like both. It's like you're preparing your skin for whatever happens.
Wow.
Somebody is going to make you into a lampshade or not. Like, it's just, you're ready. You're grounded, but also ready.
You're grounded, but also supple and soft. We've both, Dory and I have both used that Alba emollient body lotion and talked about it before, and it's it is quite thick. Are you using it in the summer, because you're in humid New York?
Yes, all day every day. In fact, I ran out. I had another one somewhere else in the house, and I wasn't like really thinking about how much I used it, but it ran out, and now there's just like a scented hand lotion thing by the sink in my kitchen. And so I've been using that, and it just grosses me out. I'm like, what? I don't want to smell like something. I just need the moisturizer. But actually, speaking of smelling like something, I will say, like, I'm very interested in the natural deodorant discourse, because I made the switch, I don't know, like a while ago, maybe a year or two ago. But something is happening with my body now where, like, I mean, I could feel like a pretty confident person all day, and then at some point I just like catch a whiff of myself and I'm like, oh my god, that smells terrible. But you know, again, I'm really just like by myself with my small children, so nobody cares. So it doesn't really matter to me. But eventually it'll matter if I smell bad, I think.
Well, there is something. I believe you are a person in their 40s like us.
I did. I crossed the threshold during quarantine.
Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, thanks.
Quarty 40, as they say. Does anyone say that?
They do now.
They do now. Quarty 40. I have found, like, I'm experiencing the same thing, and like nothing else has changed in my environment, and I'm wondering if like some sort of new hormone phase is kicking in that's like cranking it right to my pits.
Yeah, maybe. I hadn't thought about that. I hadn't thought about that, like, changing body chemistry.
Oh yeah. It's real. How was it turning 40 in during quarantine and during this pandemic?
Oh, you know, super. it was super duper. I mean, I don't know if you remember April, but April was a long time ago, and it felt like a different world then. At least for me. Like, I feel like I've had several very distinct periods and all this. Like, March was like, you know, just triage, like, just you know, like so much crying, mm-hmm. but like also like I felt like in March and April, I feel like I was like the best mom probably that I've ever been. Like I was just like so creative and like just full of projects and really, really good. Like really just like threw myself into it totally. But my birthday was at the very end of April. And I feel like at that point, just the wheels had come off. Mm. And yeah, there was so much crying in my house that day. Like I have a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old, and the 6-year-old had been working for days on this Lego thing, and it got knocked over and shattered on the floor. And it was just like real hours of crying.
Wow.
And then, you know, the cake didn't look quite the way they wanted it to. And so they were very upset about that. And then my mom gave me this really, really nice present that was like, I mean, this is what she does for my kids every year for their birthdays, which is just like make them a photo book of pictures of them over the year. But of course, mine was like pictures of me from like my whole life. And so that made me cry. There was a lot of crying on my birthday, which is fine, you know, but I had imagined a party.
Yeah.
So I, you know, in like 2024 or whenever this is done, I'm going to have a big ass party. That's my plan.
You deserve it. Honestly. I do want to switch gears a little bit, because we talk a ton about books as self-care on this show, and we have a lot of authors on the show, and we have a lot of readers who listen to the show, but let's talk about bookstores. Mm-hmm. They are a refuge for so many people, and your store has a really interesting origin story. So let's hear how you decided to become a bookstore owner, and what it's been like creating and providing the space for your community, and how it's been during COVID to have this space for your community.
Yeah. I mean, so my husband, so I worked as a bookseller at my neighborhood bookstore called Book Court here in Cobble Hill when I was in my 20s and early 30s, I guess. Is that right? Yes. Yeah, from like when I was like 29 to like 33 or something. I can't remember. And I loved it. I just loved it. It was the best job because it was low stakes. It was not hard. And I still had lots of time to do my like real job, which was writing fiction. Even though nobody was paying me to do that. But I got to people talk to really smart people about books all day long. And, you know, I got to, like, there are so many people who I worked with there who I'm still friendly with, who are writers or, you know, fiction writers or poets or just amazing, amazing smart people. And so I got to talk to all of them. And then I also got to talk to everyone who walked in the door. And, you know, I think there are a lot of writers who are like antisocial hermits. But I am not one of those. Mm-hmm. I am the opposite kind. And I very much need like conversation and human interaction, all the time. So I loved it. And then my husband, were we already married? Yes. We were already married at that point. We always talked about taking over for the owners of Book Court when they retired, as just like a fantasy, you know, like something, like there were no like details in our plan. Right.
But like, that's such a great fantasy. Who doesn't want to own a bookstore?
Yeah. It was like a vision. And then, you know, we did lots of other things. I, you know, I started publishing books and, you know, all that. And then we had moved elsewhere in Brooklyn, and we had just moved back to this neighborhood, to Cobble Hill, in 2016. And Bookcourt decided to close. And I was like, wait a minute. I literally just moved across Brooklyn again because I like wanted to be close to this bookstore. Like this can't happen. And I was about 100 months pregnant. And it was so clear to me that we could either move again or open a bookstore. Like it wasn't, I don't know. There were no other options on the like multiple choice quiz. It was like option one, open a bookstore. Option two, move closer to a different bookstore. And you know, the act of moving when you have a toddler and you're like 8 months pregnant really hammers home the idea that moving is the worst thing in the world. Mm-hmm. And so moving seemed much harder than opening a bookstore. So we did that. And yeah, we just started immediately. We started immediately looking for a space and talking to all of our friends who own all the other bookstores in Brooklyn and across the country. And we just went for it. And, you know, we had no business experience and thought, how hard can it be? And the answer is very hard. Mm. It's very hard. You know, every single person told us that like the hardest part of it is managing people. And that is true. You know, neither of us had ever managed anything before. We have had to learn so many new skills in the last 3 years. It's just bonkers. I get most of the credit for the bookstore because I'm the one who people, you know, call to have on their podcasts. But my husband really does most of the work at the bookstore, thank God. And to answer that sort of last part of your question, like, you know, during COVID, like he has been at the store every day, every weekday. And I mean, you know, starting in March, he was shipping things out with a real skeleton crew. I mean, and just there like 10 hours a day, just working his ass off. And I mean, it has been so hard. And, you know, I think that like there are, I think as with anything, like right now, you know, we are all really like living like deep inside our own choices, you know, like if you're a single person, you are really single right now. Or if you're a person with children, you are really a person with children right now. And I think that that's also true, of, you know, people who have small businesses. Like, I mean, two bookstores in New York City have closed during this period. And you know, the rest of us are like, you know, some people are open to customers, some people are not open to customers, some people are shipping from their stores, some people are shipping from the warehouses. Like, you know, we're all making, you know, the what feel like the right decisions for ourselves and our stores individually, but man, it is tough.
And also, I mean, bookstores, like, they're a place you want to be inside of in so many ways. Like, you see an independent bookstore and it's like, oh, it's just, I want to be in it. Mm-hmm. I can't walk by a bookstore without going in.
Yeah.
So I feel like the loss of the physical community is also probably very hard.
Yeah. I mean, especially for extroverts like me, you know, it's like, I have been like, you know, we've passed through several phases of the store where, like, you know, we didn't, you know, for many, many, many weeks, 10 weeks, 12 weeks, something like that. You know, no one was allowed inside. No customers were allowed inside. And then like we started doing pickup where like people could pick up from like our little window, and then people are walking inside to pick up. And, you know, now we're allowing 5 people in the store at a time. But yeah, I mean, I love being in the store. I just love it. I just love it. I mean, I just think that, I mean, bookstores have always made me so happy because, I mean, I guess to, you know, to go back to the idea of self-care, you know, for me, that's what bookstores are, you know, but like, that's what they are. It's literally like a place where you walk in and it makes you feel better. Mm-hmm. Like, because, you know, I don't know how your brains work, but my brain, if I'm like doing something that's more like theoretically self-care-y, like getting a massage or, I don't know, doing yoga or something like that, there is no moment during those things when I'm not thinking about everything else. But if I'm reading a book, I'm just thinking about the book. Maybe that's why I like books so much. I never really. I mean, it's certainly why I like to write books, yeah. You know, because I'm like, oh, here, let me go exist somewhere else. You know, and that was, you know, before the coronavirus, you know, it's like, let me live inside another body. Let me live inside another life. You know, let me imagine what it feels like to be this way or that way, or, you know, just to have some other point of view. Like that's what I've always loved about writing fiction, but, you know, reading fiction is even better. God knows.
Because I was going to just say, as a bookseller, do you have books that you are excited about that are coming out or that you have been especially excited about selling recently?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
the list is long.
Yeah, the list is very long. I will try to just pick a few. So Raven Leilani's Luster.
Yes, I've heard of this.
Came out on August 4th. Is so good. And I mean, the way that I would describe it to my customers in the store, if I was in the store at the same time as customers and not at home with my children, would be to say that, it feels like, it's got like the sexiness of a Sally Rooney book, but it's about a Black woman in New York City. And it's just, it is pure bodily feeling. Like it's an intense book, and it's like, there's a lot of trauma in it, but there's also a lot of humor in it. And it just like, her prose is so good that I just like cackled on every page. And that's my favorite kind of book where like, it's not that it's a comedy. Like if I described the plot to you, you wouldn't be like, that sounds hilarious. You'd be like, whoa, that sounds intense. And it is. But her writing is so funny that it sort of buoys the whole book. And I just, that reading that book just like made my month. Well, I just started a book, another debut, called The Party Upstairs by a woman named Lee Connell, that is about, it's like pure catnip for me because I grew up on the Upper West Side, and it's about a woman who grew up on the Upper West Side who lives in this big fancy apartment building where her father is the super. And so it's about, I mean, I've just started it, but it's like, it's already like just making my like New York City heart so happy because it's like all about the people in the different apartments and how they relate to each other and how, you know, there's this old lady and this old lady knows that this asshole who lives above her is just waiting for her to die to like combine their apartments, just things like that. Just really perfection. I love it. Britt Bennett's The Vanishing Half. Amazing. Amazing.
I love that book.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, and what's fun, of course, is that, you know, you can read new books all day long, but then sometimes like an older one sneaks its way in to your stack. And I just read Colson Whitehead's Apex Hides the Hurt, which I think is his second or his third book. I'm not sure, but it's an old one that I hadn't read. And it's a very satisfying, funny, smart book. It's just, you know, I love reading debuts, but I also really love prolific writers, who you catch when they're already sort of mid-career. Because then you can enjoy their new books when they come out, but then you can also go back to their backlist and really just like dive in. Like that's how I felt about Meg Wolitzer. Like I started reading Meg Wolitzer when maybe when the 10-year nap came out or maybe The Uncoupling, one of those was my first one. And then I got to read The Interestings and, you know, her new books as they came out. But then I got to go back and read all of her older ones too, which is so satisfying.
Emma, before we wrap up, I do want to end on a, I want to say a superficial note because I don't think it is, but a lighter note, which is you, I feel like, are photographed very often in a very nice, bold, bright lip color.
I love a lip.
You love a lip. And I was curious if you had a favorite lip color, if you have a favorite brand, if you mix it up. Do you have like 50 different cool orangey reds that you go with? What is your...
I have a lot. I do have a lot of lipstick. It is so amazing to me to think about when I will put lipstick on again, because my family, all of them, everyone who lives in my house tells me that I look creepy. Actually, that's not true. My 4-year-old Miles loves when I put on makeup, and then will put on makeup himself and then will walk around in my high heels. So like at least one person in my house enjoys glamour. But the other half of my household is like, you look creepy. Why are you doing that? So I have not worn any lipstick for months, but yes, I love a lip. It's just like, it is to me, it is the laziest, quickest form of magic where you're just like, ta-da, here I am, a whole person, like a presentable person. And so I have a lot of lipsticks that I love, but I would say my recent fave, God, what is the color? I'm going to try to find it. So I love this company, High Wildflower, that's owned by a writer. And so I love it even more because of that. His name is Tanais. Okay. So there's one, wait, where's the one that I really love? Oh, here we go. Hawaii Sun. That's what it's called.
Ooh.
But yeah, she is in Brooklyn. She is awesome. She uses like beautiful writers as her models. I love her whole situation. And yeah, I mean, I would say in general, I am not afraid of color. Like I'm usually wearing like 14 different colors or patterns or prints all at once, because it is what makes me happy. And lipstick is definitely like the like jaunty little feather in my cap when I do that. Gulabi Gang is another one that she has that's more pink. But that's really fun.
These are beautiful. I'm now, of course, perusing her website.
Yeah.
She also makes candles, right?
She also makes candles. Uh-huh.
And fragrances. Mm-hmm. This is deadly. I'm now
she's really cool.
Dreaming of the best.
She's the best. You should give her all your money.
Well, you know,
I feel like you started this interview by saying you have no self-care practices, and then we touched on like 50. So I think you got to give yourself more credit here, Emma.
I will try. This has been a good therapy session for me.
Same here.
And I'm going to try. I'm going to try.
Well, we've really loved getting to talk to you. This has been so great.
This is really, really fun.
And I feel like a long time overdue. So we're so glad to have you on the show.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, guys. I'm just like, I'm going to put on some lipstick and see how long it takes the rest of my family to tell me to take it off.
Emma, where can people find you and follow you on the internet, on social media, if they want to check out your bookstore?
Oh, yes. So you can find me on, you know, Instagram and not Facebook, ew, barf. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Emma Straub. And you can find Books Are Magic in those same places at Books Are Magic BK. Yes, you should all support your local independent bookstores. They need you, and they won't forget you. And you can write them little notes when you buy books and say, like, go team, and it will make the bookseller's day. And yeah, you can wear lipstick or not while doing that. you do you.
Well, thank you so much, Emma. It was truly, truly a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks, seriously. Guys.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So, Kate...
Yes, I'm dying to know how your water practice is going.
My water practice.
Sorry.
I love that you called it a practice. That's amazing.
I mean, listen, there's always going to be a little bit of yoga teacher inside of me.
Hey, and that's okay.
It's all a practice.
You know what? It's going pretty well. I've been getting through 2 bottles, but I will say I have to be like pretty intentional about it, if you will. Like not a ton. Like it's not like I feel like I'm drinking a ton more water, but I find myself being like, oh, I should be drinking water right now. Which is good. You know?
Yeah, I think that's great.
So I'm basically like a quarter of my way to becoming you.
Oh, it's gonna change your life when you get to those 3 bottles.
Oh, I can't wait. So excited.
Nothing happens.
Really?
Anytime I find like I like the feeling of being hydrated, but I've never, you know how there's always an article in some like website that's like, I drank 700 ounces of water a day for a week and my skin's never looked better. And it's like, here's all the miraculous things that happen. I sleep 12 hours a night. I poop gold. And now like my skin's shining like the moon. And it's like, none of that shit has ever happened to me from drinking more water. I feel a little bit better. That's all.
Right. Although, you know, it would be interesting if you stopped drinking water to see how you felt.
Ugh, I think I would feel terrible.
Right. So like, you know, it is making a difference, but this is now just like your baseline.
Yeah, my baseline is shitting gold.
Your baseline is shitting gold. Yes.
No, but you know what I mean? There's always this kind of exaggerated or like the promise of this massive life change just by doing this one thing that like you hadn't thought of doing. I feel like this is about, there's so many kind of messages like this and it drives me crazy.
Totally. Totally.
But I'm glad you are drinking more water. I have noticed that like I start feeling parched if I don't hit the bottle by 10 a.m. or so. So,
oh yeah,
work, Dory,
for sure. Thank you for coming with me on this journey.
I'm happy to be here. You know, I love hydration. I'm passionate about it.
I know. I feel good about it.
All right. So this week, what's on your agenda?
Okay. So I have no desire. I want to preface this by saying that I have no desire to get up every day, shower, put on makeup, put on like quote unquote real clothes. But I was thinking, I have this closet full of like pretty nice clothes that I literally never wear anymore. I haven't put on makeup in, I don't know, a long time. And I don't blow dry my hair anymore. I just like get out of the shower and just let it dry, all of which is fine. But I thought, you know what? What if once a week I just got dressed and put on makeup and blow dried my hair? How would I feel? So I think I'm going to do Fancy Friday.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Are you going to do it as a family or is it going to be you participating?
No, I think just be me participating. My husband is about to go back to work, so I am not going
and that
to
means work out of the home.
Yes. So I'm not going to impose anything on him in terms of his dress code for his last Friday at home. So yeah, so I will be doing this. I'm excited.
And for the outfits, are you going to wear like a dress?
Maybe.
Like, or not a dress. Not that dresses equate fancy, obviously pants, shorts, whatever, but are you going to reach for something that one would consider for like a cocktail gathering?
No. Sorry. Maybe okay. Fancy Friday is because I want to be able to do work in it all day. I think I'm going to reach for something that I would have worn to the office.
Right, or like if you and I were having a work meeting.
Yes.
In a restaurant, let's
imagine. With someone who we wanted to like impress.
Uh-huh. I know what you mean.
You know what I'm saying?
You put on the shoes that like you wear that like start to give you a blister, but they're like cute.
Totally.
Yes, okay.
And
I'm here for this.
You know, so I feel fine. I feel human. I mean, I'm in a pandemic, but like I'm fine, but there has been a part of me that's been like this will make me sort of feel a little bit more normal, maybe. Or maybe it will just make me feel weird to be like, quote unquote, dressed up in my house.
Well, the nice thing is that like every day is an experiment, right? So you're just going to try it out and see what happens.
It's true. It's so true.
I've been feeling that kind of like, you know, every day I've put my, like this morning I was like, oh, I think I need to shower. Like, I don't remember when the last time I showered was. I'm so discombobulated. I think the shower will ground me. But then it's like my hair goes right back up in a bun on my head and a scrunchie.
Oh, totally. That's literally where I'm at right now.
Yeah, I do know what you mean. There is something about, I think it's kind of just the act of kind of tapping back into an old routine that can be very affirming.
Mm-hmm.
Will you, if you are up to it, chronicle your journey on our Instagram stories?
Oh, yeah, sure.
So you can, like, see what Fancy Friday
means
to you.
Yeah, and if anyone wants to join me, please feel free. That would be so fun.
We'll have to see. Friday's a little weird in our house in the school schedule area, so I'm not quite sure how it's going to go yet. So I might have to do, like, Fancy Wednesdays, but I appreciate this effort.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, what about you, Kate?
Well, it's my turn.
It is your turn.
Okay. I I've just been trying to put my laundry away, and I'm doing it.
Okay.
Like last night there were like some clothes out that like normally I would have just left them in a pile on the floor, especially because in my brain I'm like, I'll probably just put these back on tomorrow morning. Like, oh, these bike shorts and this tank top and this comfortable bra, like I'm going to wear this again. I should just leave it in a pile on my floor because I'm going to put it back on in 8 hours. But instead I put everything away, and that felt good.
That's great.
I like having a clean space, and so I'm really trying to make an effort. So trying. And then yelling at my kids to do the same thing, of course.
Yeah. I mean, this seems like progress to me.
Who knows how long it'll last.
Sure.
You know? But it feels nice, and you know, we're in our home so much that trying to keep the space tidy just kind of makes it feel better. So that's what I've been kind of accomplished this week. Now, here's my self-care practice right now. It's watching the Vogue Beauty Secret videos where celebrities put makeup on themselves.
Okay. Okay.
It is like my favorite. Like, you're watching French TV, I'm watching Joey King do a summer glow. And I'm committing for my intention this week to watch more.
Great. I love this intention.
And I will say, like, I watched the Joey King one yesterday and I was enthralled. First of all, I'm obsessed with Joey King. I think she's so cool. Want to be friends with her? What's a 20-year age difference? We could totally be friends. So I watched this video and I was so charmed. And I also, it was the first time in a long time that I felt like I want to fucking buy all these makeup products that she's recommending.
Wow. Okay.
It was like nothing I had ever tried, nothing I'd ever used. I wanted all of her products. So that was, you know, it was like titillating, like it like ignited a spark. Now the spark it ignited is consumerism, which do I want that ignited? You know, I mean,
oh, no, God,
I don't need to ignite it, but I was like, give me that Charlotte Tilbury brush stick. Give me that Tarte highlighter. Like, gimme, gimme. So there you go.
Yeah.
Anyway. But her glow was great. Like, I loved her makeup routine. I was enthralled. So I want to watch more. If you have if anyone watches these also and has a fave, send me your faves. I'm obsessed with them.
Great.
And that's my self-care practice right now. Look, whatever it takes to get through a pandemic, this is it for me.
Totally. I approve.
Well, Dory, you're a treasure.
No, you.
I mean, both of us.
Okay.
To each other.
Anyone else? TBD.
Yeah. TBD. But I would say that Sammy Junio produces and edits the show, and Sam Reed, our project manager, are treasures.
They are truly treasures.
And of course, the show is also hosted and produced by you and I, Dory Shafrir, and me, Kate Spencer.
We'll talk to you in a couple days.
You're also treasures.
Bye.